Hello and welcome to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Mama Yo by Myra, Veronica, and Yolanda Be Cool. Technically, it's a cover, technically, it's a remix, but it introduces us to the theme of tonight's episode, foreign music, music that is not in English. Some of these songs, I will say, have been covered to English because the artist wanted the song, or the song had already become popular in English-speaking countries. Usually it's the U.S. But here we're listening to only songs in other languages. We have some European songs, some Asian songs, everything in between. This was in Portuguese, and that was Myra Veronica. And Myra Veronica is an American singer. But she actually became popular on, Spanish language television, like Telemundo. And I really like that, version of the song. It's, really nice. And, I don't know. It has a really, really nice beat. I love the dance beat. And that's like a very classic Portuguese song that has, been updated basically. So yeah, we got a great show for you tonight. First off, before we continue, I'd like to apologize. Last week, we experienced some major technical difficulties, and the show was unable to happen. Fortunately, the studio is fixed, everything is back, everything is running perfectly, and we can continue the show. We have tonight's show, we have a special show next week during Spring Fling weekend to bookend the end of Spring Fling weekend. And then we have our final show on May 7th at 1 a.m. So if you want to make sure that you come to the final show before we go on summer hiatus, make sure to tune in May 7th, 1 a.m. Continuing on, next up, this is a super, super popular song. This may be one of the original viral songs of the early 2000s. If you're anyone my age, you definitely know this song. This song is crazy popular among my generation, specifically because of a YouTube video that went viral to a guy, very low res, maybe, I don't even know, very low res, sitting in his desk at home, excuse me, and he proceeds to play this song and bust a move in his chair, let's just say. If you haven't seen it before, after you hear this song, look it up, and look it up with the title of the song, which is Dragostea Dinte, which is done by the Moldovan Euro dance group Ozone. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if they made more music that became this popular globally, so I guess you could call them a global one-hit wonder, but the song is very famous, and when you hear the Maya He Maya Ha, you probably know what I'm talking about. So take it away, Ozone.
Haiduc și te rog, iubirea mea, primește fericirea. Alo, alo, sunt eu, Picasso, ți-am dat bip și sunt voinic, dar să știi, nu-ți cer nimic. Vrei să pleci, dar numai ei. Te sun, Să-ți spun ce simt acum. Alo, iubirea mea, sunt eu, fericirea. Alo, alo, sunt iarăși eu. Picasso, ți-am dat beat și sunt voinic, dar să știi, nu-ți cer nimic. Vrei să pleci, dar numai ei.
Baby.
영원히 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 함께니까 걱정하지 마.
That, of course, was DNA by BTS, the one and only. Actually, they're not the only, and they're not the one. But nonetheless, BTS, K-pop, that is a very big subgenre in terms of Korean music and in terms of pop music. BTS, if you guys literally don't know anything about BTS, like, I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, I didn't realize this until I was researching BTS for this episode, but BTS stands for stands specifically in Korean for Bangtan Sonyeodan, which basically means Bangtan Boys. And I'm assuming that's where they're from. I don't want to sound wrong, so I'm not going to assume anything. But of course, you have the seven members who write, produce everything. They've become very big in the US. And now a lot of their stuff, they sing, or at least they when they release it for the Western audiences, they do it in English now. But DNA was when they were still full K-pop. I'm not saying they're not still full K-pop now, but they were full K-pop, full Korean. And DNA is a great song. My other favorite BTS song is Dynamite. Unfortunately, Dynamite is sung completely in English. So maybe you'll hear that on the show in the future, because I will say, I do enjoy BTS's music. I'm not ashamed to say that. I enjoy their sound and just like the way that their music is written, and the I like that version, that style of pop, that kind of boy band pop. I've always liked like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and then you even get into like One Direction, Hot Shell Ray, any group like that. I don't know why. I'm not a 12-year-old teen like girl, but I love the like that boy band sound of music. So I think that's probably why I am personally kind of into BTS, kind of into their sound. Before I go on, I forgot to say this before, but I did not come up with this week's theme all on my lonesome. No. I actually was suggested this theme based on the Secret Message episode where I played Hour by Woo, which is a Korean rapper. And it was actually my grandma. So shout out to the grandma. Shout out Martha Jacome, wherever you are. You're probably listening from your bed. Yeah, she was like, she told me, she texted me. She was like, hey, I really like that song. You should do a full episode of foreign music. And obviously foreign as a thing is not a genre. It's not a genre. As you'll see from this episode tonight, there are many different styles of music that I'm playing for you guys. And if you guys like it, I can go in and do some research and find some, I don't know, some specific language, specific region, and then a genre of music. For example, I could find like Scandinavian heavy metal, or Brazilian, like Brazilian rap. And then we can find that and I can discover new artists from around the world and I can share them with you. And if you already know them, cool. And if you don't know them, then you'll learn something. But the main point of what I'm trying to say is shout out Gamma. Thank you for the recommendation. obviously. I took your advice. I thought it was a great idea, and I wanted to do it as soon as possible because there are some songs, as you will see tonight, I just wanted to scratch the surface, that have become very, very popular in the United States and are not sung or performed in English. And like you'll see, like with BTS, sometimes they'll make a move to English, but they don't have to. There's still plenty of songs on this list that are solely perform in their native tongue or in a non-English language, but they can still be popular. And that's kind of like our next artist, Piquito Benito, Bad Bunny. Love Bad Bunny. I've been getting a little more and more into his music because his sound has evolved over the years. And I think going back and finding some of his earlier stuff before he came specifically big in the US is super cool. If you don't know, Bad Bunny, Benito, he is a Puerto Rican rapper, singer. He doesn't really sing that much, but he's a Puerto Rican rapper. And he made it big when he was featured on a song with Cardi B and J Balvin. And I think that's what made him big. And then I think he did something with Drake. But here is one of my favorite Bad Bunny songs, Titi Me Pregunto.
Hey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias, hoy tengo a una, mañana a otra, ey, pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias, hoy tengo a una, mañana a otra, me las voy a llevar a todas pa' un VIP, ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie, say cheese, ey, que sonríen las que ya les metí en un VIP. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie. Say cheese, que sonrían las que ya se olvidaron de mí. Me gustan mucho las Gabriela, las Patricia, las Nicole, las Sofía. Mi primera novia en Kinder María y mi primer amor se llamaba Talía. Tengo una colombiana que me escribe todos los días y una mexicana que ni yo sabía. Otra en San Antonio que me quiere todavía y las de PR que toditas son mías. Una dominicana que juega bombón, juega bombón. La de Barcelona que vino en avión. Y dice que mi bicho está cabrón. Yo dejo que jueguen con mi corazón. Quisiera mudarme con todas por una mansión. El día que me case te envío la invitación. Muchacho, deja eso. Ey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Hoy tengo una, mañana otra. Ey, pero no hay boda. Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Ey, muchas novias. Hoy tengo una, mañana otra. Titi me preguntó.
Muchachi, ¿para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me las voy a llevar a todas pa' un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey. Que sonríen las que ya les metí en un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, que sonríen las que ya se olvidaron de mí.
Oye, muchacho, el diablo azaroso. Suelta ese MyBB que tú tienes en la calle. Búscate una mujer seria pa' ti. Muchacho, el diablo. Coño.
Yo quisiera enamorarme, pero no puedo. Yo quisiera enamorarme, pero no puedo. Sorry, yo no confío, nah, ni en mí mismo confío. Si quieres quedarte hoy que hace frío y mañana te vas. Nah, muchas quieren mi baby gravy. Quieren tener mi primogénito, ey, y llevarse el crédito. Ya me aburrí y quiero un totito inédito. Uno nuevo. Hazle caso a tu amiga, ella tiene razón. Yo voy a romperte el corazón. Voy a romperte el corazón. Ey, no te enamores de mí. No te enamores de mí. Ey, sorry, yo soy así. Ey, no sé por qué soy así.
Hazle caso a tu amiga, ella tiene razón. Yo voy a romperte el corazón, voy a romperte el corazón. No te enamores de mí, no te enamores de mí. No, sorry, yo soy así, ya, no quiero ser así, no.
I love the end of that song. Such a perfect way to end a song.
That was 99 Luftballons by Nina, also known as Gabrielle Suzanne Kerner. And you obviously, I feel like everybody knows that song. She's German. The song is in German, and it's about I think it's about the bombs. It's about bombs, but like from the ground, they looked like like big red balloons like falling from the sky. That is an example of a song that was recorded to English, and there was an English complimentary version for those Western audiences. But yeah, that's a great song. I've played it on the show before. It is a it's an example of one of those songs that's kind of dark in its meaning, and you're like, eh. But okay. This is definitely for people my age. Anyone older that's listening, this will probably go over your head. But there is a meme that kind of got big in 2016, and it's a picture of these two houses on a street, and one is painted pink and it's bright and it's light, and one is painted black and gray and dark, kind of like Gru's house from Despicable Me. And there's text over it, and above the pink house it says the song's sound, and on the right it says the song's meaning, and above everything it says Pumped Up Kicks, which, if you guys don't know, is this very catchy upbeat song about children running from a gun, which is like very dark. This is an example of that. There's plenty of songs where it's really dark, really sad, more serious topics, but it's behind such a fun upbeat melody that it almost softens the blow a little bit. I wouldn't say I love when artists do that, but I find it very intriguing just because they are taking an emotion that tends to be brought out by music. For example, in movies, when you have a very emotional scene, the score will reflect that and play something that accompanies the emotions that you are meant to be feeling. But with something like this, it is almost the opposite. And it kind of tricks you, because it's like, hey, I mean, in this case, like, the song's also not in English, so people that don't speak English don't understand the song. But there are cases with English songs where it does the same, where it kind of tricks you. And it says, oh, blah, 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 upbeat tempo. The chord progression is like a nice, light, classic, maybe a 1-4-5, something like that. And it gets you into it, and it's just upbeat. And when you stop and you listen to the lyrics, you realize, oh my God, like, this is super serious. But the music's so fun. The music's so upbeat. The music's so happy. I find that so fascinating. It's kind of like a trick with your emotions, and a trick with how you should be interpreting and listening to the song. But yeah, that was Nina. Before we move on, I have a little PSA for you guys, and this is about credit score education. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. No way. Go to creditfairy.org. That's it. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. If you need help with your credit, go look on creditfairy.org. They will help you. Yeah, having good credit, that's important, especially at our age, because once you build good credit, you'll be able to, you will have the ability to, buy things when you are older, because a good credit is a good, strong backbone that will carry you into adulthood and beyond. That was my own thing. That was not part of the ad read. Just putting that out there. I added my own little twist. I'm way off topic at this point. Okay, going back to the music. Next up, we have Big French. Yes, he's big. Yes, he's French. And yes, his name is Stromae. And yes, the song that I'm going to play is A Leurs en Danse, which is the song that made him super big almost 12 years ago. Funnily enough, the song blew up in France. It didn't blow up in the US until almost 10 years later, maybe 2020, late 2020, early 2021, when people here started listening to it, which is when I first heard it. And then, of course, it was found by TikTok, and I'm sure you've heard this on TikTok. It's a great song. Strummy is a great musician. And I think he wrote it with someone else. I'm not entirely sure. But this song is what made him really big. It became number one, and it was his first album. And yeah, very, very good for him. Apparently he's Dutch. Also, he's not French. He's Dutch, but the song is in French. He's either Dutch or Belgian. I'm not entirely sure. Gonna be completely honest with you all. But it is a great song, and it has a great beat. So without further ado, A L'Heure en Danse by Stromae.
Te dit les thunes, qui dit argent dit dépense, et qui dit crédit dit créance, qui dit dette te dit huissier, et lui dit assis dans la merde, et qui dit amour dit les gosses, dit toujours et dit divorce, qui dit proche te dit deuil, car les problèmes ne viennent pas seuls, qui dit crise te dit monde, et dit famine dit tiers monde, et qui dit fatigue dit réveil, encore sourd de la veille, alors on sort pour oublier tous les problèmes, alors on danse. Alors on danse, 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 alors on danse. Et là tu dis que c'est fini, car pire que ça, ce serait la mort. Quand tu crois enfin que tu t'en sors, quand y'en a plus, eh ben y'en a encore. Est-ce la zik ou les problèmes ou bien la musique? Ça te prend les tripes, ça te prend la tête, et puis tu pries pour que ça s'arrête. Mais c'est ton corps, c'est pas le ciel, alors tu ne bouges plus les oreilles. Et là tu cries encore plus fort, mais ça persiste, alors on chante. Alors on chante. Alors on chante. Alors on chante. Et puis seulement quand c'est fini, alors on danse. Alors on danse. You.
That was ABBA with their song Waterloo, which you've definitely heard before. But the question is, have you heard it in the original Swedish? Probably not. Unless you were alive in 1974 and you saw them win with that song the infamous European Performance Singing Challenge, turned into a feature film starring Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams, Eurovision. Yes, well, if you didn't know, which you probably did, ABBA was the first Swedish winner of Eurovision in 74, and they won with this song, Waterloo. It's actually a very refreshing thing to listen to it in the original language. Since this is basically their OG hit, this song has been translated into French, German, English, but this is the original Swedish version in their original language. I mean, it's ABBA. I don't know what to say. I love their sound. They're a great group. I always like listening to their music, and I always forget that they're Swedish. If you guys heard, I think it was late last year. I know this was something they've been doing for at least 5 years, but they've been working on their virtual tour, and I think it happened last year, where it's like holograms or something, high tech. I don't know. Respectfully, I don't know who would pay. Like, I understand, like, big ABBA fans, but to pay for a light show and to not experience live performance, which is what concerts are meant for. They're meant for live performance, not holographic performance. So I would not be one of the people to throw down some cash to see hologram ABBA perform. But doesn't mean I don't love their music. And if they ever decided we want to perform live together as a group, I'd be down. I'd be like, hey, I'm down. And then we'd see what would happen. But for now, I will maintain my distance from their holographic performance ideas. Moving on to the next song of the evening, we're going back to Espanol with a smaller artist. This song did not blow up in the U.S. I wanted to find some smaller songs, and this was a song that I really liked. It's called Algo by Hypnotica, and I'm pretty sure Hypnotica is Portuguese, but the song is sung in Spanish, and it's a great song. You can start to hear it a little bit. You can hear that beautiful sound. It's beautiful. I love synth. Look at that. Okay, well, here's Algo. I hope you enjoy.
Demasiado lento este acercamiento. Puedo sentir el corazón latir. Este es el momento antes del encuentro. Que nadie nos vea, vámonos de aquí. Algo pasó entre nosotros dos, algo entre vos y yo. Algo que no pude poner en palabras. Algo pasó entre nosotros dos, algo entre vos y yo. Algo que no pude poner en palabras. Si después de llego a ningún lugar, prefiero gozármela el tiempo que me queda. Si después de tanto andar, no llego a ningún lugar, prefiero gozármela el tiempo que me queda. Oh. Algo me dice que tenemos que correr, se están acercando. Pueden ver debajo de la piel. Te puedes convencer, el mundo
mundo es nuestro. Si no lo soltamos, hoy al fin se enciende el fuego.
Algo pasa entre nosotros dos, algo entre vos y yo. Algo que no pude poner en palabras. Algo pasa entre nosotros dos, algo entre vos y yo. Algo que no pude poner en palabras. Si después de tanto andar no llego a ningún lugar, prefiero gozarme el tiempo que me queda. Si después de tanto andar no llego a ningún lugar, prefiero gozarme el tiempo que me queda. Si después de tanto andar no llego a ningún lugar, prefiero gozarme el tiempo que me queda. Si después de tanto andar no llego a ningún lugar, prefiero gozarme el tiempo que me queda.
Just jump.
This song I enjoy so much. What a great song. What a great finish. Obviously, there's the infamous little tongue moment where he sings in a very unique way. That was Vitas singing Seven Element. Vitas is a Latvian-born Ukrainian, and he's a singer, songwriter, actor, and this is, I think, his only big song in the West, but it doesn't mean it's not good. I love that song. That is a good, good song, and it's kind of funny. It makes me laugh. It makes me chuckle a little bit. Moving right along, because I have a few more songs, and I want to make sure that I fit them in. This next group, we're going back to K-pop. Instead of a boy band, it's a girl band. And instead of being around for the past 8 or 9 years, they started less than 6 months ago. Yeah, baby. 5050 is the newest Korean girl group. They have released 2 singles, and their first single did well. Their second single blew up. It is huge. It is everywhere. You probably know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna dedicate this song to my girlfriend because she really likes this song, and I don't know what else to say. Here is 5050 singing their viral single Cupid in Korean. Enjoy.
Two, three, four, and step right. Now is this next to bend. Kinder, wenn ihr euch erzählt die Geschichte. Nichtsdestotrotz, ich bin das schon gewohnt, im TV-Funk, da läuft es nicht. Tja, sie war jung, das Herz so rein und weiß, und jede Nacht hat ihren Preis. Sie sagt, to the sweet, you got rap to the heat, ich verstehe, sie ist heiß. Sie sagt, babe, you know, I miss my funky friends, mein Jack und Joe und Jill. Mein Funk-Verständnis, ja, das reicht zur Not, ich überreiß, was sie jetzt will. Ich überleg bei mir, ihr Nasen spricht dafür, wäre das nicht noch Rauch? Die Special Places sind ihr wohl bekannt, ich mein, sie fährt ja U-Bahn auch. Dort singen's
Rabine dumm, oh, oh, oh.
Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh. Er wird sie anschauen und du weißt warum. Die Lebenslust bringt die um.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar. Did you ever rap that thing, Jack? Is your rap that's to the beat?
Wir treffen Jill und Joe und dessen Bruder Hip und auch den Rest der coolen Gang. Sie rappen hin, sie rappen her, dazwischen kratzen's ab die Wand. Dieser Fall ist klar, lieber Herr Kommissar, auch wenn Sie anderer Meinung sind. Den Schnee, auf dem wir alle talwärts fahren, kennt heute jedes Kind. Jetzt das Kinderlied!
Rabine dumm,
oh, oh, oh. Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh, oh. Er hat die Kraft und wir sind gerne und dumm. Und dieser Frust macht uns stumm.
Radine dumm,
oh, oh. Schau, schau,
der Kommissar geht um,
oh, oh. Wenn er dir anspricht und du weißt warum, sag ihm, dein Leben bringt die um.
Alles klar, Herr Kommissar.
That was Falco singing Der Kommissar, and that is the final song of the night. I don't really know what to say about Falco. That's a great song. That is another example of music that was originally released in its native language and then was re-released in an English. So there is an English version of that song. But that's a very popular song. And Falco's great. I love that song. You should also check out Rock Me Amadeus. That's another good one. But I'm looking and it seems like we've come to an end. That's all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Sunday morning. Right now, it is rainy. There's supposed to be rain all day today on this fine Sunday in Medford, so make sure to stay dry. Don't really go out if you have to. I mean, you shouldn't. Nothing exciting, I think, is happening tomorrow. Sunday is typically work days. So, yeah, stay inside. Do some work. You know, catch up on those last few assignments before you have to...